A recently released Signal Research Firm poll finds the Georgia Republican Senate candidate pool pulling closer to Senator John Ossoff, but the two best available performers aren't yet in the race. The Signal poll projects that Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger runs slightly ahead of Senator Ossoff, 44.3 to 44.1%. Congressman Mike Collins appears next strongest, trailing the incumbent by just over a percentage point. Neither, however, are announced Senate candidates. The declared contenders, however, fall into the same close polling realm. Senator Ossoff would lead U.S. Representative Buddy Carter and State Agriculture Commissioner John King by low single digits. The Georgia race promises to be one of the most hotly contested battleground Senate campaigns of the 2026 election cycle. It is clearly the Republicans' best chance to convert a Democratic seat. So the party will be all in here, regardless of which Republican ultimately challenges Senator Ossoff. As expected, Alabama Republican U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville formally announced what had been hinted at for weeks. That is, he will run for governor. This will open Alabama's Senate race, and a crowded Republican field is expected to form. For the Democrats, former Senator Doug Jones is the most formidable prospective candidate, but he has not yet made the decision to run. At this point, Senator Tuberville appears to be a lock for the GOP gubernatorial nomination. Therefore, he will be a heavy favorite in the general election. Republican Governor Kay Ivey is ineligible to seek a third term. A political survey that the New York Post recently covered found Congresswoman Elise Stefanik drawing into a virtual general election tie with New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul. This, according to the study's ballot test result. The Coefficient survey research firm conducted their New York poll in early May, and the results showed Governor Hochul holding only a 43 to 42% lead over Representative Stefanik, meaning a virtual dead heat. In a hypothetical Republican primary, Coefficient sees Ms. Stefanik leading Congressman Mike Lawler and Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman 56 to 9 to 8%. Finally, we see further evidence that U.S. Representative Mikey Sherrill is pulling away in the crowded 2025 New Jersey Democratic gubernatorial primary. A newly released Global Strategy Group internal poll for the Sherrill campaign finds Ms. Sherrill now leading her closest opponent, Jersey City Mayor Stephen Fulop, by a 33 to 16% count. Four other candidates, including Congressman Josh Gottheimer, trail with no one breaking the 15% support plateau. The New Jersey primary is scheduled for June 10th. Governor Phil Murphy is term limited. Should Ms. Sherrill or Mr. Gottheimer win the governorship in November, a special election will then be scheduled to fill her or his vacant congressional seat. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.